Watch every creature save humans. There's no slipping away peacefully in a comfy deathbed. Because at any given moment, some animal is trying to pull its head out of another animal's mouth. And I can guarantee you that something somewhere has a wasp larva consuming it from the inside out. Hell, a tree probably just fell on some kind of critter. A tree. Nature is indifferent to death and suffering. And that's unsettling to us humans. We don't like thinking about an animal trying to pull its head out of another animal's mouth. There's no decency in that, for Pete's sake. But really, it's more than decent. It's beautiful. The predators and prey that grace this planet are the culmination of millennia after millennia of glorious evolution. From a single, ultra-simple organism all those years ago, an explosion of life has radiated across the planet. And that life doesn't, well, always get along. And creatures don't have to worry about just each other. Harsh climates and floods and tornadoes and asteroids are also cause for some concern. Simply put, animals got problems. But at its core, evolution is the most majestic problem-solving force on planet Earth. Where it gets complicated is that it also creates all the problems, so things in the animal kingdom get a bit involved. Let's take, as an example, the plight of the zombie ant. It begins life as a normal ant in the rainforests of South America, foraging with its comrades along the colony's trails when, unbeknownst to the ant, it picks up a passenger, the spore of a fungus. Sticking to the ant's cuticle, the spore works its way into the host's body and its mind. Here, it releases chemicals that hijack the ant's brain, ordering it away from the colony and onto the underside of a leaf, always at a specific time of day, at a specific height off the ground where the fungus can best grow. The parasite commands the ant to bite onto the vein of the leaf, then kills it and bursts out of the back of its head as a stalk to shower spores on the colony shuffling below. And thus the cycle repeats itself. First of all, I didn't make that all up. We'll see the zombie ant in all its glory in Chapter 4. And second, it's an unsettling illustration of nature creating and solving its own problems. At the base of it, to disperse its spores, a fungus would do well to have wind, which is lacking in the thick rainforest. So over millennia, the fungus evolved a solution. Use ants as vehicles. Yet the ants have their own solution to this problem. They instinctually grab individuals that look sick and drag them out of the colony and into a mass grave. But alas, the fungus in turn has a solution to this problem. By manipulating the zombified ant out of the colony, it can avoid discovery. Thus, one side evolves an offense and the other a defense, year after year, millennia after millennia. Push and pull, push and pull. As if organisms didn't have enough to worry about with predators and even malicious fungi, the push and pull of problem and solution can bring conflict even between the sexes of a given species. You see, males and females don't have the same interests when it comes to sex. Males tend to take notice of anything that moves, while females have to be choosier. And then, randy fellas can come in conflict with other randy fellas. The males of one species of toad, for instance, have gone so far as to develop weaponized mustaches to battle each other for the right to mate. Even hermaphroditic species, like some varieties of flatworm, will clash among themselves, for when two individuals come together to mate, neither wants to get pregnant. Their solution? Penis fencing, obviously. Coming up in the very first chapter, because I assume you're intrigued. So what gives with all the conflict in the animal kingdom? Well, it's the system, man, the system. Specifically, Charles Darwin's idea of natural selection. Organisms must compete for food and water and often shelter, both with other species and with their own kind. And these individuals, of course, vary due to errors during DNA replication and the unique